Around about 6:30 on Tuesday evening, I received a call from one of my team members who stays very close to town too in Khayelitsha, informing she just got home, and community members start surrounding home and asking her for assistance as the informal settlement adjacent to town too is currently on fire. When she got on site, she saw the fire spreading quite rapidly and that the fire department was not on site as yet. We could not do much humanitarian aid on Tuesday evening as the fire was still an active site. Mm. Our teams were on site back on Wednesday morning to do the relevant assessments, and it was total destruction. Our teams activated our urgent humanitarian needs immediately, and we assisted the fire victims with the relevant humanitarian aid.
Mm. And in regards to now collaboration with government departments, you mentioned, of course, that the fire department wasn't there on the Tuesday evening, but in regards to the present work right now, because I know that Gifts of the Givers works particularly with the local authorities.
Yes, on-site, we were joined by the City of Cape Town Disaster Risk Management Teams, who was mandated to register the fire victims to get the exact number of families affected so they can be registered and get the relevant humanitarian aid from in terms of SASA and building materials from National Department of Human Settlements. But we are there for the immediate needs of the fire victims. While that process takes place, Gift of the Givers activates immediately by seeing to the needs of the families, because normally when we get on site, people start coming to us and informing us they are hungry, is there anything for them to eat. So within that first few hours, we assist the family with hot meals. And you know, in the informal settlements, sometimes the water pipes burn out completely. Mm. So while there's no water on site, Gift of the Givers provides water for the first 3 to 5 days, 5-liter bottled water. We assisted them with blankets, personal hygiene item packs, baby care packs, mattresses, etc. Mm. Simultaneously, while our teams are busy in Khayelitsha, we are also assisting the fire victims in Wallace Dean, where 80 people have been left displaced. We are also assisting the fire victims in Westlake near Tukai, where close to 60 people have been left displaced from the family when a fire took place on Tuesday morning as well.
Mm. And Ali, in regards to this now, we understand, of course, your urgent response, but in regards to your fire responses, you've now mentioned 3 cases, including, of course, Khayelitsha, and, of course, over the December period as well, you are also working with local authorities to also assist victims on the ground. I wonder then, in regards to what you've seen and the work that needs to be done, because at the end of the day, this is something that the Gift of the Givers has to regularly respond to, and I'm wondering then when we can get into a state where we don't have to have these kind of conversations around informal settlements.
You know, it's been the most busiest fire season in our history. From the 23rd of December till currently, going into the new year, we responded to over 35 fires. Our team has literally been to every informal settlement in the Western Cape and to outside the Western Cape, assisting fire victims. The only solution will be permanent housing, because now it's impossible for, example, I'll give you Masipumalele and Tundun. When a fire occurs in those informal settlements, guaranteed, it will be more than 30 to 50, close to 100 structures, because the area is overpopulated and the structures are built on top of each other. So the only permanent solution to prevent disasters like this in the future is to have permanent housing and get people to live in a dignified manner. We do know in all of these fires that occurred over the festive period, the relevant authorities from the city of Cape Town, we saw the National Department of Human Settlements, which included the National Minister and the Deputy Minister from Human Settlements, who stays in Cape Town. They were at every fire site during the festive period to see firsthand the total destruction and the trauma these fire victims go through.
But unfortunately, that's all the time we have. I want to shukran to you for coming onto our airwaves and having this conversation with us. And of course, we make to other Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to allow Gift of the Givers to grow from strength to strength for the benefit of all those you assist.